Kishibashi right there with Marigolds on KX93.5. And guys, we are a little past the 1:30 mark, but we're lucky to have Rob in house for What's on Zap. What's going on, Rob?
Hey.
It's Friday. Yeah, right?
30, everybody.
Yes, it definitely is, even though we're kind of past the 30 mark, but that's fine.
Yeah.
Nobody needs
beer 45.
To know that. Yeah, beer 45, pretty much. So what's going on today, Rob?
Today we have some new beers to talk about. We've got some events. We've got some bands this weekend.
Lots
of
good things.
Out. Weather's shining bright.
Sounds like a perfect summer weekend.
It totally feels like summer.
That's great.
Enough with this June gloom in July.
I hear you on that. Especially having my first one here, I kind of want the full summer feel.
Yes.
Which I feel like I've been missing out on slightly.
Seriously.
So.
I've been cheated a little bit.
I know. And I see you got a nice big one for me for today. So let's start talking about it.
You know about our crowlers. These are the 32-ounce cans you can get in our tap rooms of any one of the beers we make. You just tell them which one you want. They take it over to the canning machine, and they can it for you right there in front of your very eyes.
That's awesome.
Yes. And perfect. It's 2 pints. So either share a pint with someone or have 2 for yourself. Today, the one we brought is called Midsummer Haze.
Okay.
Midsummer, like the Midsummer Night's Dream.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a hazy IPA. This one was done with a Scandinavian yeast strain.
Okay.
A newer style for us.
Okay.
This one is unique in the sense that it actually ferments in less than 24 hours.
So that means your turnaround time's really, really quick.
Yes, very quick.
Yeah.
So kind of cool. It gets really hot in the tank. It gets up to about 95 degrees.
Wow.
And a fun style for us to try today. So,
okay.
Shall we?
Yes, we shall. Let's hear it. Yay, there's that sound. Mm-hmm. That Friday feel.
Friday feels. So this one's a 5.5% IPA.
Okay.
You'll notice the cloudiness of it, which is reference to the hazy IPA style.
Okay. Yeah, but it's not as dark as I expected it to be.
No.
When you say hazy.
Kind of like that golden straw, a little peachy.
Yeah.
This is a Quebec yeast, so K-V-I-E-K, Quebec yeast.
It definitely has a different smell to it, too. So.
Yes. And, it's funny. It's my first time trying one of these beers, and there's really no bar for me to measure it up against, you know?
Okay. Like,
it's a fantastic beer.
Yeah.
But there's that X factor that you pick up on it, unfamiliar from other IPAs.
I taste it. It's very light. Well, first off, it is very light. It's almost like goes down like water.
Mm-hmm.
It's so light. But you can taste that there's something different about it. But it's not a taste I've ever tasted before, so you can't place it because I don't know what I would compare it to.
Right? We're going to put you on a judging panel because you've got all the right words.
But it's good. It's really good.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, yes, there's the hoppy feel to it, but I don't feel like it's not overly hoppy.
Yes.
Which is nice.
Lingering, heavyweight or extreme bitterness, that sharpness. It's light bodied. Like you said, it's light bodied in the sense of watery, but not in flavor.
Yeah.
By any means.
No, it's definitely full flavor. Mm-hmm. Now, I hear with IPAs, because I'm learning and doing my research.
Doing good.
That you usually start with an IPA, is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
If you're just going to have your first beer, is that your question?
Yeah.
It depends on your style. If you're not an IPA person, then start with a blonde.
Mm-hmm.
But if you are going to actually be doing a flight, for example, we have our flights in the tap room. You can sample up to 4 in the flight.
Mm-hmm.
And we recommend starting with a lighter beer, the lightest possible, and then ending with the hoppiest.
Okay.
Or the heaviest being like an imperial stout or something sweeter and maltier.
Okay.
Just because it does start to mask flavors of the lighter beers if you're going back to the light beers.
Okay, interesting. See, I wouldn't have known that. That's why I asked.
No, that's a great question.
Hey, we're learning here, right?
Everyone's learning with us.
Learning with us. It's good for having knowledge, right?
That's right.
Maybe it'll help on Trivia Tuesdays.
Yes.
Never know.
Oh my gosh. It's so much fun. Come on down. You haven't been down in a while.
No, I haven't. I need to make it out there. Okay. Definitely do.
Garage doors are open. The sun is out. There's a nice breeze blowing through there.
Yeah.
Come get some of those amazing beers, a little pizza, or one of our specials that we've got going on.
What do you got special-wise? food hits me right in the tummy.
We are changing up specials all the time.
Okay.
But today we have a pesto portobello sandwich on Tilera, a roll with little red onion, tomato, and balsamic, and gorgonzola salad.
That sounds delicious.
Yes.
That's like a perfect summer meal in my mind.
Mm-hmm. Nice portobello mushroom sandwich.
Yeah, it's perfect.
For all you vegetarians out there.
Even not a vegetarian.
You just don't want a heavy meal.
Exactly. Yeah. That sounds perfect. But what else you got for the weekend?
For the weekend, in a couple hours, mm-hmm. we have the Friendly Viking. Music is coming down. They're a jam band style, kind of like the Grateful Dead.
Yeah.
Really cool. So they're playing during happy hour today from 3 to 6. So come on down, hear some cool jams, get some light bites for mm-hmm. cheap dollars. Beers are cheap, only $5.
Oh, can't beat that.
Yep. If you're not drinking beer, we've got wines for $2 off.
Mm-hmm.
And then again, for music this weekend in Laguna, we have the Reggae Sundays we do all summer long with our best buddy,
Keith.
DJ Keith, and Reggae Runnings, and Mike Steele. Those are both sponsored by King Harvest.
Mm-hmm.
Love having them down there. And we've got Bikes and Brews on Monday night in Laguna. So if you're a mountain bike rider, join up over at Troy Lee Designs here in Laguna, another local shop.
Okay.
And after your ride, you get $5 beers, $5 combos, being a beer and a sandwich, or beer and mac and cheese.
That's awesome.
You mentioned trivia. That starts at 6:30. We have a lot of fun doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And we're getting ready for, what do we got coming up here? Some more Reggae Sundays coming at you on Sundays. We've got a Pups and Pints, which is a dog adoption or sponsorship where you can donate to the adoption facilities, pick up a pup. There's a whole all natural pet foods called Pet Wants. It's out there in Rancho.
I'm probably not allowed to go over there because I'd try and adopt all of them and take them home with me.
Yeah, you've got a Mini Cooper you can fill up, right?
Yeah, I can. I can put them all in the back. Right? You know.
You never know. A couple small dogs and one
big
one.
It'll be all dogs and me. You'll just see me slightly in the front seat trying to drive with them all over.
I can't wait to see that.
It'd be amazing.
I can't wait to see that. Please let me know when you're going out there.
I will. Yeah.
So that's about it right now. We're in the middle of summer enjoying. Oh, did I forget about our new beer?
Yeah, I think you did. And you told me all about it before. I'm so excited.
Sitting up in my seat as I get excited. So this one is called High Road.
Okay.
And we took our Canyon Road Red Ale.
Mm-hmm.
We took some coffee from High Tide Coffee Company in San Clemente.
Yay.
We made the meat, and the product that came out is amazing. Actually, it's a great breakfast beer. It's an afternoon beer. Mm-hmm. You know, if you love craft coffee, craft beer, they meet, and it's a wonderful marriage. Please come down and try it. It's on the tap in Rancho at our brewery.
Okay.
We're waiting for some space in Laguna, but everyone, please keep your eyes out for it. It's amazing. It's a limited batch, so you better get down and get it. Ed, if you're listening, this one's probably right up your alley, and don't miss out on this one, guys.
Oh, man, coffee and beer. How could you go wrong?
It's amazing.
Yeah, I can imagine.
So come on down and check out some of the new stuff we got going on. Great Art on the Walls next to the Sawdust. We're here all summer for you all.
Well, thanks for coming by, Rob.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Enjoy it. Go check out Laguna Beach Beer Company. Get some Midsummer Haze. It's worth it, guys. Definitely.
Or get your 4-pack of Tuava Guava.
Ooh.
Take it to your barbecue.
Still so good.
Yeah.
That's.
We got one for all.
Mm-hmm. They definitely do. So go check them out. Thanks again. We'll see you next Friday at 1:30.
Yes.